dominating.
Right, footy.
But we need more.
There are people out there who are entering the arena and making their voice heard.
It's the Pride 48 June event.
Pride 48.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
June 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
Yeah. Pride 48, 2018 live streaming weekend.
Yeah. All your favorite little shoes.
We have to do it. People are interested. They're, after all, you figure lesbians, 1% of the population, homosexuals, 2% of the population. That's all. That's statistically all. But they have dominated.
Get your mark and calendars and write it down. Pride 48's live streaming event.
Right.
June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Visit pride48.com for the schedule and all the latest information.
Right. Yeah.
That's all.
Be ready.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to episode 815.
Yes.
Where we record out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
Bang, bang.
Nicole, can you tell us what this podcast is about?
It's a gay podcast in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah. That is.
Sorry.
What kind of things do we talk about?
Oh, God, Lord, everything. All kinds of things.
Dicks.
Assholes.
Good
periods,
and bad ones.
Taco Bell, Wiener Circle.
There you go.
Good
all
job.
Kinds of stuff.
She's
good
distracted
job.
By puppers.
I am. I'm
look, she's looking the carpet. Here,
can you puppy.
Can you just poke my dog, please?
I'm right.
She's like, I'm fucking hungry.
Hey.
Aw. Yeah.
Sorry,
she
we were interrupted.
She's licking the carpet out there without you.
She's still a lesbian, licking that carpet.
Carpet munching.
Get it, girl. Get it, kitty girl. So, first, let me go into Pride 48 stuff.
Yes.
Let me get that over
out
with
of,
now.
Out of the way.
You're going to hear a bumper. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, the bumper's over.
Okay.
Which means I have to edit the show.
Oh.
Instead of just putting it out there, I have to like add stuff now.
That's why you try to do it in the beginning, so you don't got to listen.
It's like the worst, right? I should do it in the beginning. But we are on the live Pride 48 event on June 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Central time, and then all those other time zones that don't matter.
It would be 4 p.m.
In California. Yeah.
Pacific.
And like, I don't know, like 1 in the afternoon in Hawaii or something.
Nobody cares about mountain time. Can we talk
about
that for a second?
Like, why is that even a thing?
Somebody else was just discussing it.
I think we were talking about it.
With Becky and Jerry,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, my God, Becky. I want her to be on the show. She's so fun.
She's amazing.
She's so freaking cute.
She's so fun, like
at the reception,
hilarious, just cracking me up. Jerry cracking me up. He kept calling Nico your nephew,
yeah,
and I'm like, no, I think they're cousins, and he's like, no, that's his. Oh yeah, you're right,
everybody does.
Poor
that.
Jerry,
yeah.
He's blonde. But I told him like
he's
five times
old.
Oh, he is old. I told him like five times though.
Grandma Geraldine.
Yeah, and then he came back from the buffet with macaroni and cheese. That's it. I'm like, girl, you need to go a second time.
Speaking of, I don't think I may have told you. I didn't tell you. Somebody was sexually propositioning wedding guests.
Are you serious?
What?
For blowies in the bathroom. my wedding reception.
A dude with a
dude with a dude. Yeah, yeah. All the ladies there were pretty classy. And most of the dudes there were not.
Really?
I was classy.
I'm Ricky's classy.
Because Tony was there. If Tony wasn't there, I may have been a little less classy.
But
I sure was eating all that fucking food, though.
It was delicious food. Mm-hmm. But no, two people on separate occasions came up to me and were like, so blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh.
What did George say? Does he know?
George was not feeling it, to say the very least. Ooh. Like, that's putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I've addressed the issue. There was an apology. There was an acknowledgement of inappropriate behavior. And we're moving on. But how about that shit?
That's some crazy ass shit.
Like, I think I made a joke to George about it. And I was like, yeah, we're friends with some sluts. Like, somebody's probably going to try to. And then it did. It happened. But nothing actually happened to the best of my knowledge.
How late were you guys there? Did it shut down at 10?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just at 10. We had a bunch of champagne left over. We gave champagne to the bartenders.
Come to your house. I'm going to send that macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
You got sliders?
No, we ain't got no sliders. Them damn. Those
what else you got?
We got macaroni and cheese. We got potatoes. We got, I don't know about cupcakes. We had cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
We had pickled vegetables left.
Did you guys save a piece of your wedding cake?
I don't think so. No, because it's... the baker lady said that's disgusting. She was like, I'll just
make...
Oh,
it is disgusting.
Well,
you're not supposed to. Yeah.
But it's just a good luck thing.
Yeah.
We got luck.
I mean, I ate my wedding cake. Georgia's
sister.
Let's see what happened.
Georgia's sister was cutting that cake like a pro.
Yeah.
That top layer, she cut a circle out of the middle of it and then was cutting it like this.
Well, I think her, because her friend who baked it, like, taught her how to do it.
Oh, okay.
But her friend
that
was
cake
like,
was so good.
She was like, she was like, don't freeze it. Like, I don't care if it's good luck or whatever. She was like, because it won't keep. It'll be
disgusting.
Yeah,
it's gross.
And
it's disgusting.
She was like, I'll just make you one on your anniversary.
Oh, well,
and
that's,
I was like, okay.
Okay, then we'll let that.
Did that cake come all the way from Cicero to the wedding?
I think so.
Wow.
That cake was fucking good, though.
That was, oh my
Look,
God.
I was
eyeing
that
kids.
Cake. I was like,
you stole Nico's
yeah.
cake?
Yeah. Yeah, he like looked away. I was like, yes, thank you.
I was looking
much.
At that cake and I was looking at all the fat people in that house, in that place, and I was like, I'm getting that piece of that cake. I don't want a cupcake.
Yeah.
I want a piece of that cake. And I told you, I want a piece of that cake.
Ricky was like, I want a good piece of cake. I want the good cake. I don't want no cupcakes. Like, I want the fancy one.
Yeah. It was fucking delicious.
It was. You owed it to me since I wasn't in any of your photos.
That's true. Ricky
forgot. Not Ricky forgot. Ricky did not know he was invited to be in the photos because no one told him. Although I had a boutonniere on.
We assumed that everybody knew to come up for the photos.
But I thought it was like all family stuff. That's why I didn't go up there.
Well, that's fair. But also, like, I don't think you knew some of the people in George's wedding party. And Jerry was up there. You should have known.
Mm, well, I mean, it's okay. Yeah. I was fine with it.
We got pictures together.
Mm.
We did get pictures together. And
you
got a boutonniere. I don't like it.
Somebody
feel unwelcome, Adam Edward.
Actually, I didn't even feel unwelcome until he told me.
Yeah.
I was like,
I felt bad.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Realize... I think your mom... Your mother mentioned it too.
She may have. That.
See, you should have got Lisa on the case. You would have been right in the front. You would have been on it.
I'm scared of Lisa.
Don't be afraid. She's honestly.
Well, get her on your side first.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I did. She saw my. She's like, we got to talk crafts.
She will.
She's
go crazy.
One of your biggest fans.
We'll be building
of card
this
making.
In his old bedroom, but when we get back after I show her the picture,
it's all IKEA. All of it's IKEA, except for these. This is like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Ooh.
These
do you guys
always
have a container store in Pittsburgh? I don't
think you could do container.
We do because Graham went to it and went a little nuts.
Oh man.
Yeah,
my grandmother,
this is
her
all
mother,
IKEA stuff. The black boxes are IKEA.
Ooh,
scrapbooking.
It's a little sloppy right now, but
she my grandmother, her mother, is a scrapbook fiend right now.
Oh, okay.
And
well, let Lisa know if she needs something. I'm a Stampin' Up! Demonstrator, and she can order for me if she wants to.
Oh,
shit.
I will tell her that.
She can start making her own cards.
Graham would be interested in that.
Yeah.
Graham would be super interested in that, because that's her thing.
Give me some emails.
We have to
send it.
you can just email her because none of them have emails. They're not all. It's,
oh,
might as well.
Yeah. Can they do online ordering?
I could do it for
okay.
her.
Yeah. Because I keep telling Graham, like, get Nick to order pictures from like Snapfish or Shutterfly or something.
That's what I told her.
Because she's trying to like haul her cookies all the way out to Walgreens to like.
She goes into Target. She gets on the scooter. She's over in front of the photo thing with her little camera card.
Oh my God.
Jig, and she's all over it. She's also a Facebook creeper and keeps stealing pictures from other people's pages.
Yeah.
We're like, Mommy, where did you get this picture of so and so? She's like, on Facebook.
I saved it.
She's like a stalker.
She is.
She's upset that she can't complete her Family Pets page because she doesn't have a picture of Badger yet.
Oh my God, the dogs were so cute. They were running around the whole time. Yes.
They were very well behaved.
We were sitting there minding our own business when Jerry looks over and sees someone feeding Badger.
Yeah.
And he gets up, starts to hightail it. And I was like, oh, no, that's George's dad. George's dad. No, you can't. You can't.
So Becky said, do it. She was like, abort, abort, abort.
Yeah, abort. Don't. And then I went over to George. I was like, I just want to let you know that your dad's feeding Badger. And he's like, that will never stop.
Yeah.
So George didn't even address it. He was like, I can't.
I'm yeah, George's dad does whatever he wants.
Your vows were really sweet.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I was.
You were a mess.
Or I was a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, you were holding it back so good, but so bad at the same time. But it was really good. I liked it. George's was really quiet. I couldn't really hear his all the way, but it was good.
His was killer.
Yeah.
Like, good.
Well, I said after, I was like, I couldn't read mine after listening to George's. And he was like, well, you fucking told me to go first. I was like.
Look, you get married, you turn into bitches.
Damn.
It just happens. It's natural.
Well, when I took off my engagement ring that I'm now wearing on a chain, in the morning, I was like, ooh, I was like, I hate not wearing a ring because it makes me feel weird. And I like do this with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And George was like, shut up. You're getting another one in like an hour.
Well, it's hilarious, too, because Adam put George's ring on the wrong hand.
I did. And then I fixed it.
I didn't even notice that. I was crying.
Well, because George was like. Yeah, it was very nice. I enjoyed it. What else we got going on? We were going to get dirty on this show, right? We're going to talk about straight lady sex or something.
Yeah, did you have questions?
Where's the strangest place you've had sex? And where's the sluttiest place you've had sex?
Or are they?
Or is that the same place?
Well, it was kind of the same
A little
same
closer
place.
To the mic.
It was the same place.
Oh, okay.
So it was, Adam would know, this is Polish Hill Playground.
They have pierogies there?
No, they don't.
Oh, it's, that's just,
it's
fake news. False advertising.
It's bad.
She's like, oh, I gave him some pierogies.
Oh, God. Well,
there was two occasions. One, it was not, I was there. High school time, and this guy just couldn't get hard, just couldn't get up. I was like, you know what? You're wasting my fucking time. I have school tomorrow. You gotta take me home.
Was he nervous?
Like, damn, you don't have to be so mean about it. It's like, well,
was he nervous?
I don't know what his problem was.
He was young. He was a high schooler.
No, he was like 20.
Well, he's still.
He should not have.
You should. All you have to do
at that point.
I was like. Hard. Dude,
get it together.
Did it look nice, flaccid?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, and you know, I was excited and
juicing up,
could not
place.
Deliver. I was pissed.
So, what's the second time?
It was the same place. Well, actually, the second time was the same place, but it was a blowjob on the. he's dying. He can't handle
oh my
it.
God.
Can't handle it on the bleachers for the baseball. While my friend was waiting in the car, and I was there.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, she was a good friend.
A classy bunch. We are. Polish Hill is notorious, though, because that's where my mother almost got caught drinking multiple times when she was in high school.
Did you ever hook up at Polish Hill?
Maybe, actually. Yeah, probably.
Were you on the bleachers while your friend waited for you on the side? Because that would be interesting.
I don't think so, no.
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 No. Where's the classiest place?
The classiest place?
You've had
place?
Whoopee.
Whoopee.
Let me think.
She's like, place. Polish Hill.
Yeah, probably. My record. Just regular old bedroom, I guess. Is the only place. I've never been taken
Not like
to
a hotel?
No, I've never been taken to a fancy hotel.
Like at the beach?
Ooh. No, I have horrible taste in men, Ricky. So they're all, yeah.
I was going to say, like, who they're all Polish took Hill. You to a hotel? Oh, my God. I'm going to drive you to a parking lot, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Walmart.
Oh, my God, Hills.
I'm trying to think of some other questions. Oh, you know what? We have some questions from Joe in Dallas. He has some questions for you. It's about your nuptials. Please hold.
I think that I may have learned, not necessarily learned. I think you may be the first person I knew that had given a BJ.
Oh, really?
Because I read your diary.
Yeah. He was a sneaky shit.
Did you just Surprised say BJ or did you spell it out?
No, it was giving head, I believe. Oh, was the terminology. Wow.
I'm surprised I wasn't extorted for that.
No.
For cash.
I was scandalized and I was like, oh, all right. Like, I knew what it was and I was like, oh my God, I didn't know anybody actually did that.
And you're like, I want to get started.
I probably wasn't that long after that. So
Joe in Dallas said, how do you enjoy the BBMAs this year? Is that the British award show or something?
The
BBMA?
BBMAs?
Yeah, what is that? Are we old and we just don't know
Maybe.
It?
Maybe.
Here, let me look it up. I'll look, see if I can find it. The Billboard Music Awards.
Okay. Okay.
We're old! I take it you didn't watch them.
No, I watched a little bit. I like selective. I watched the Salt and Pepper performance with En Vogue, of course.
Did they sing What a Man?
Joined in at the end, yes. They did. It's great.
Ooh, I have to watch it.
It's real good.
Kelly Clarkson rapped?
No, she sang the What a Man part a little bit at the end.
Oh, okay.
She was really excited about it, too. It was cute.
I like Kelly Clarkson.
I do too.
She's cool.
Janet got the Icon Award. So I watched Janet's performance, which I thought was really interesting because she did like kind of deep cuts a little bit. Like she did Pleasure Principle and Throb. And like not a lot
I like
of people
Throb.
Know Throb.
I like Throb.
I like Throb too. And I like that she did like, I feel like it was a little subversive since she got basically blackballed for being a sexual black woman.
And showed her nipple.
Right.
Or
and it wasn't
part
even
of her nipple.
Yeah, and it was fucking nobody cared that Justin Timberlake ripped it off.
Right.
And, like, all of that shit. So, anyway, I like, Throb is, like, a kind of a dirty song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, go ahead, Janet.
Mm-hmm. Are you both on board for Christina's newest releases,
No.
Fall in Line and Twice?
No.
I don't know if I've heard Twice. Or have I heard Fall in Line?
That's
is that the
Demi,
weird song, right?
No. Accelerate's the weird song. Fall in Line is the one with Demi Lovato.
I think.
I don't know. I tried.
I need to listen.
I like Demi Lovato.
Yeah. You don't like Christina?
Excuse me.
I want to like Christina.
I want to like new Christina because she looks really pretty with no makeup on.
She does look pretty with no makeup on. I will give you that.
She looks like what's her face from the Dragon Show. Darius. She looks like Darius.
Oh.
Is that her name?
Daenerys.
Yeah. Queen, Mother of Fire, Castles.
I've only ever watched
Mother
clips
Dragons.
Of Khal Drogo on YouTube.
I don't think I've heard the two songs yet, so I'll listen and see if I like it. But I do love me some Christina, like some original Christina.
Yeah,
fucking love
school.
It.
Yeah, that's good.
Shit. Yeah.
Dirty,
yeah.
Fucking love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I love
like
the
Dirty.
Video. I love it all.
I like the song with Lil' Kim. Can't nobody hold us down.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one.
Good.
No, that's all right. For Adam, what is the thing you love most about your now husband?
This was part of like something we had to we did like a questionnaire survey thing for our friend Jeremy, who was the officiant, and that's honestly it's hard to answer, like to just pick one thing. I'm gonna actually look at my email and see what I said. Just because I
like that he's brown.
Hilarious.
It's that time again. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is putting on its good heels and heading our way.
Heels?
What?
What do heels have anything to do with it?
Nothing. It was a joke.
It's not very funny.
Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live all weekend long at Pride48.com and TuneIn Radio. Join us June 22nd through the 24th for all the fun and frivolity. Don't miss a single show. To learn how to participate or for more information and scheduling, go to Pride48.com.
And put on your heels.
Oy.
Sit down to that. Why not? Oh, your daughter's licking my feet.
You love feet. Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to ask you the other question because it's probably not on that questionnaire.
Okay.
What is the thing you plan to suffer in silence for the sake of marriage?
Ooh.
Or do you plead the fifth?
It's not so much like suffer in silence, but George is extremely passive aggressive and acts like he's not mad when he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets even more mad when I can tell.
That's called Mexican. That's Mexican. That yeah.
I guess that's...
I'm not mad. Well, why are you like, loud? I'm not loud.
Like, it's like I'm like what I can tell something's bothering
right
you. I guess and I feel like our family like just lets it all out.
Yeah,
like there's everybody fights all the time and then they love each other, so I don't know. Maybe that it's not necessarily like a suffer in silence thing, but
just like be straight with your shit. Tell me what you want.
Yeah,
or why, what's wrong.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, the classic answer is, if you have to ask, then never mind.
Oh, see? Oh, forget that.
Right.
Did you find what you love the most about him?
There was a list of five things, and then it was, when did you know that he was the one? When did you... Like, they're all kind of the same thing. I think, honestly, it's that George is a very... kind and compassionate person, and like, and he's patient. I would say I am not patient.
I was well aware at Taco Bell. You know, it's funny because Tony was telling me he was talking to George's mom, and he was telling her how good her son is and how nice he is, and she raised a good son. And she was like, "Oh, don't tell me no more. I can't take it." She was like starting to cry.
He is. He's just a really nice, good person. Like, genuinely good person.
But don't be on the bad side.
No.
Don't be on the bad side of George.
No.
Because sometimes you don't make it on the other side. And by sometimes, it's always. No. They're used to it. It's fine.
Instagram celebrities.
Right.
People with the one director I worked with who was invited to the reception was like, I was really hoping that you were going to bring your dogs because I needed to take some pictures with them.
I was actually surprised that they weren't there at the ceremony. I thought you would bring them.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing was like we took a cab and like.
I was wondering.
Yeah. And like that was part of it. And also we weren't sure if they could be there because they can't be at the conservatory or like the French gardens, but the garden to the side, we could have brought them.
Oh, they could because there was a French bulldog chilling out. We're like, oh, can we keep the dog for the photos?
Yeah.
It was
they
so
They also
cute.
Would have been a little bit more of an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I liked your cake topper. That was cute with the little
dogs.
That
was adorable.
Yeah. We had two, and George's sister ordered one, and George and I ordered one. And we ended up using George's sister's, but they were basically the same. Ours said, like, Mr. and Mr. next to the... And the dogs were like loose, but I think the one that Jackie got, George's sister, like fit better on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about how George and Jackie look exactly alike?
I don't think so.
I think they do. They look very much alike.
Similar.
George looks exactly like his dad, I think.
I remember him posting a picture of his dad when he was younger. And I was like, oh, that's George.
Yeah. No, he looks, I think Jackie looks like their mom.
But then George's niece looks like George, I think, too.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's beautiful.
She was like taking pictures, holding that phone. She was not putting that phone down. She
was like, could have died. We're on the way to the ceremony. And I was like, George, why is your sister taking selfies at our ceremony when we're not?
Oh, her husband was too.
Yeah.
He was so fine with them glasses on.
I know.
He was like Mr. Worldwide or something.
Hey. He does have a little bit of a Pitbull vibe.
Well, Pitbull with glasses, okay.
Yeah.
Pitbull without glasses, no.
But
not
when
really.
He talks, but I love when he talks.
Mm-hmm. Y'all.
What? Really? Like, not even a smidge? You're lying.
Yeah, lying. He's lying.
You're lying, because when that man talks, it's like, oh. I love
Just
it.
Say it. It's okay.
It's all right. Say yeah.
I'll let you think what you think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we know what you're thinking.
Exactly.
Yes. Ooh, is my food coming?
Ooh. Was that it for the questions?
Oh yes, that was all.
Okay. Does anybody care about Roseanne? No?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. You're an asshole. Like, Roseanne, you're an asshole.
Okay.
And you're a racist asshole.
Yeah, and you're trying to blame fucking Ambien.
Right. I was like, girl.
Like, really, bitch?
I love that Ambien trolled her and said,
oh my God.
Racism isn't a side effect. Right. You crazy
bitch.
Yeah. There's a couple other words I wanted to throw in front of bitch, but yeah. Like, really? Really?
It's horrible what she did. I don't know what she was thinking. You know what? Actually, it's because she's gotten away with all the things she said. Yeah. She did not think it would happen because ABC was making so much money.
Yeah.
And they fucking cut her off. Mm-hmm. They're like, no.
Oh, yeah. They cut her. And they won't. They even took reruns.
Yeah, they took the reruns off.
No longer play
Stores
reruns.
Are taking her her DVDs off the shelf. Mm-hmm. She's done.
See? Hope you're happy, bitch.
And now she's poor her. She didn't. I begged them to keep the show for all the cast members. Really? You shouldn't have been such an asshole and thought about those people before you said anything.
Yeah.
And delete your fucking Twitter. If you care so much, delete it now.
Yeah.
So I have no sorrow for her.
I don't either.
I don't feel bad for her personally. The thing is, here's the thing. I think the show, which I did not watch, full disclosure, might have been good for attempting to depict like a crossover between like liberals and conservatives in the same family. Like, this is what it's like. Like, we can all like.
I saw two episodes. It wasn't bad.
I did too. And it wasn't bad.
It was funny.
It was funny. And they were seeming like they were going to touch on different things, mm-hmm. you know.
Like, Trump really only came up on the first. Well, I've only seen two.
Well,
so the second one, he wasn't on there.
Jackie was very
pro Hillary.
Yes, right. Pro Hillary. And so.
But it's like, well, first of all, shame on ABC because she was saying this crazy shit before they even hired her on for her show.
Yeah.
And she's known to say these things before.
Yeah.
So they're. ABC is like shooting themselves because
they knew what
they
were getting into. Yes.
Actually, they knew what they were getting to. They were going to make a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah.
And they didn't care what happened. But
yeah.
Fucking shit hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, that happened and her show got canceled. Samantha Bee called Ivanka Trump. A feckless cunt. And now they're like, she needs to be fired. Her show needs to be canceled. I'm sorry. Cunt is not a racism word. It's maybe not as appropriate. It's very like,
it's one
you
of
know.
Those words. It depends on the context, like how you're using it. Like,
right.
I've been called one in a jokey manner, in a semi-serious manner, and then in a hardcore
serious
manner.
Don't you think Ivanka Trump so kind of gives off that
it
vibe.
Is she does, yeah.
One white lady. She does. It's one white lady to another, mm-hmm. which is a different context.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they bleeped it out.
Right.
Like, she didn't actually... Because
she's
like,
on TBS. I mean, she's on cable TV.
They didn't actually say it. I'm sure it looks like she said it, because she did say it.
Mm-hmm.
But... It's an entirely different context. And also, like, she's not, it's, I don't know, it's not her personal Twitter. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
She's supposed to be a comedian saying things like this.
Yeah, that's the basis.
And also, Roseanne was talking about someone that used to be a leader.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump, no matter what she says, that she's not... part of the government is she fucking is.
Yeah.
She's like the right-hand person
and also,
of the president.
Why weren't
so...
they upset because she insinuated that Trump wants to fuck his daughter? Like that, I feel like
I mean,
that's a little bit
worse
than calling somebody a cunt.
Definitely. I kind of feel like, well, it was all about that photo that she posted last Sunday. Talking about,
yeah.
I love my Sundays with my kid. And here, like, all these thousands of children are missing at the border of Mexico because they've been separated from their parents.
Yeah.
It's like this whole administration does not like.
It's sickening.
It's all about wrong timing with them. Like, they're not thoughtful, I guess. Or
they never have been.
I guess because they're rich and white, they don't have to worry about it.
Yes. And it's just. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, I still can't believe that this fucking man is our president. I can't. Like, I'm like, no. Like, this is a sick movie.
I'm like, oh my God, am I on an episode of Roseanne and I'm going to wake up?
Yeah, like, and some shit's going to be real because, like, the day after, I was afraid to tell Nico. He woke up and he cried. Mm. He was like,
a lot of people cried.
Yeah.
Melinda's daughter has only known Barack Obama.
Well,
she was like 8 or maybe 10 when he was elected. So, mm-hmm. you know, all she knows is, and she's like, how does this work again?
No, I just didn't like it.
I fell asleep at my keyboard the next day because I didn't get any sleep because I was so upset. And I took like 3 Xanax because I was like having a panic.
Yeah.
No one at my work spoke a word. We were all in shock.
Yeah.
Like,
my manager was like, wait, wake up, go home.
This isn't good.
And this is also the same night that the crazy drunk girl was so upset. She was drunk. She locked herself out. She was screaming, rape, somebody help me. I go out there and I'm like,
what is your problem? She did was forget.
Yeah.
She locked herself out.
She's like, oh my God, can you help me? I left my. And I was like, you need to call your landlord, which I had a key to get in the building.
Yeah.
But. No,
you
I'm not.
You don't know who she is.
Well, yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I know she's an asshole, and her boyfriend's an asshole, and I didn't know if he was upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, they fight all the time.
Oh,
and I did
so you
not
know.
Want
and you know what? Shame on her, because this is something I don't play with. Don't pull the rape card, because that's. I could go on for hours.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
So somebody called the police. I said, "Is the back door open to your unit? I'll open the back gate. You can go in the back."
Yeah.
Because I did not want to open the front door. So, and also I didn't want her to know I had a key to that front door because I'm not, you know.
Right.
So we go around the back. She's drunk, can barely stand up. We get to the back and I'm not saying anything to her. She's talking to me. I don't have shit to say because it's 2:30 in the morning. It's just been determined that Hillary lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then. She inappropriately hugged me and was like, oh, thank you, baby. Like, and I was like, wrong tree.
Like,
stop it.
Yeah.
You're gross. Get away from me. She's like, God, you don't have to be such an asshole. I'm like,
asshole. You're the one who's being the asshole right now.
But yeah, I like every day they're saying, like, I was watching a news station. They were saying that he lies 9 times a day now. He's up to 9 lies a day.
He's just an asshole from hell. I just can't.
Every day I wake up and I hope that a Big Mac takes him out.
Something.
Like the sandwich,
yeah, but
not
then
a
what's
truck.
His fate? I don't know, because I'm like, okay, 4 years. You know, you're counting.
Right. Pence is worse.
But I'm so afraid.
Yeah.
This Pence is worse, but I don't think Pence is as crazy like he is. Like, I think Pence is like, holy shit, North Korea's for real.
Yeah.
You know, I think he has a little bit of mind there for that.
Yeah.
He hates the homosexuals. He doesn't want an abortion.
Oh my God. Speaking of, and he hates have women. You heard of this? Is kind
except
of,
for Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Mother.
Mm. Mother.
That's fucking creepy.
It's the most disgusting.
Sorry.
What were you going to say?
So there is a guy that does like ambient music and with clips of Disney in it. His name is Pogo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like honestly like cute stuff, but apparently he hates women and gays, and he cheered the Pulse shooting, and like he came out with a video of this whole thing. And yeah, it's like it's real, real, real bad. So I guess if anybody knows who Pogo is, he's Australian too. But it was a big news thing today.
I like, fucking hate people. You're Australian. You know what? You don't have anything to say.
Yeah. I hate people too.
Just like I Shania Twain, like a couple weeks ago, was like, oh, I think I would have voted for Trump. Bitch, you're Canadian. Why are you even saying anything?
Exactly.
Like, just skip the question. You say, I'm Canadian. It doesn't matter what I think.
Right.
Exactly. Right?
Mm-mm. Although I wish their president was our president, because he's
real hot. Prime Minister.
Oh, mm-hmm. I have not seen him.
You don't know Justin Trudeau?
Girl.
Oh, bring up
he
a
is
pick.
Hot.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau's. He got.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
And did you see the speech that he gave about the gay rights in Parliament? And it was about people that were imprisoned for being gay, and they were taking away their sentences, and he was there to speak about it.
Oh, hello.
He is so fine.
Yes, he is.
Can you find him in his shorts?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of his butt.
He works out. Like, he runs marathons, and it's like in the gay parades. And
aww.
Could you imagine if Trump showed up in a gay parade?
He wouldn't.
What would happen?
I
think he would be like choked to death by dicks.
Yes. I think he would too.
He has a tattoo.
Oh, he
what
does?
Is that? Oh, what's it? Where is it at?
On his arm. It looks like it might be like an eagle or something.
Ooh.
He does like yoga and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I could like run marathons and do yoga. And
I can't.
Run unless I don't like to sweat. That's my issue.
Yeah. And that burning feeling in your chest, you're like, oh God.
No, that's his in some tight pants.
Oh, let me see.
Nice.
He's so fine. Although apparently he does have some issues too that people don't like.
Yeah,
but they aren't as bad as what we got.
Yeah. Ooh. We've got a hot
steamy
mess.
Pile of shit. That is not.
Yeah, that exactly.
That it's like eternal. Stench.
I can't. It just makes me want to throw up.
We are being retaliated against because of the tariffs that Trump is trying to impose on Canada. That just happened.
And Mexico, too, I think.
And Mexico. So.
Listen to this. You know that.
Nobody likes us anymore, you guys.
This,
no shit.
Mexico is so fucking smart. They're like, oh, you don't want our avocados? Okay, we won't import them to you or export them to you. You know what we're going to do? We're going to sell them to the ships from Japan right off our coast. And Japan's going to turn around and put them right up into the United States, and we still make just as much money doing it.
Like, I can't.
It's so stupid. It's like
the whole.
Please.
Like,
lock
I don't
him
get
up.
It exactly.
Lock him
and
up.
Then, like, they're making decisions about shit. Half of them don't know where the uterus is, or this, or that,
or where
it's like,
Texas
oh, please,
is.
Please, feel free though to tell me what I can do with it. You don't know where it's located.
So,
I bet Mike Pence doesn't know where it's located.
No,
I'm
bet
gonna.
You.
This is not necessarily my story to tell, but a friend of a friend, a friend's younger sister. This has to do with uterus and pro-choice things. So, a friend's younger sister's best friend. We'll call her Amy. That is not her name. Amy grew up a little bit insecure about her looks. And is very much like, I need to have a boyfriend. And so Amy's like, let's say 19.
Okay.
Amy was dating a guy who broke up with her because she was not Catholic enough. And I'm telling a serious story. Stop showing pictures of naked people with lawnmowers.
He's on a lawnmower.
He has a Speedo on. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Go on about Amy.
So Amy's boyfriend, James, we'll say. Actually, that might be his name. I don't fucking know. James is like, I have to break up with you because you're not Catholic enough. And she was like,
what the fuck does that even mean?
And yeah. She was like obsessed with him, in love with him, like super, like over the moon. And he was like, well, like, are you pro-choice? And she was like, yes, I'm pro-choice. And he was like, exactly, you're not a good person. Like, you're not a good Catholic because you're pro-choice.
Oh, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Right, right. So she, according to this acquaintance of mine's sister, has this letter planned out that was like, I'm just going to tell him that I'm pro-life and that women shouldn't have a choice because I want him back that much.
Oh, hell to the no.
Like, what the fuck?
What, like, how?
And I was like, first of all, I was like, they had sex. So,
oh my God, so he's a fucking hypocrite. Yeah. Asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, like, I was gonna ask.
It's that whole male-female thing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay if a male fucks before they're married, but for females.
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourself, James.
Exactly.
I was like.
And James's family.
And so then,
go fuck yourself.
Sacrifice your personal beliefs and whatever for a man.
Right. And you're like.
Who's an asshole?
Yeah. Who's an asshole who didn't want
I understand
you.
If you're like.
You think it's like a cop-out, though? Do you think. He just said that.
Oh, I think it's totally a cop out. I think it's totally a cop out. But I also think, like, the second anybody, like, a male would say, even to me as another male, like, I think women shouldn't have a choice. And I would be like, that's really cute because you're not a woman, so you don't get to fucking decide.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you have a penis? Okay, then guess what? You don't get to tell me or anybody what to do with my uterus.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
What the actual fuck?
Oh my God.
You know,
God.
You know what? I want to say
enraged.
Congratulations, Ireland.
Yes.
They were like, fuck y'all. We're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The young people over there, they're like, fuck.
It was overwhelming.
The Catholics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Now, if only we can get that turnout for our presidential election.
Yeah. We need to.
Oh,
but yeah,
Lord.
But hopefully these Parkland students and all that stuff, they're causing an uproar.
Yeah,
so.
Long as all of these adults who say that they hope they're going to die. There was a cop in Florida.
Roseanne called one of them a Nazi.
There's a cop in Florida who, I think it was Florida, who said that he hoped somebody lost control over their car and hit David Hogg.
Yeah.
Who was one of the, like, what the?
He's the main one. That's the one Roseanne called a Nazi.
What the actual fuck?
Oh shit, what was I gonna say? The students. Oh. We got to see that Sarah Sanders, Huckabee Sanders, actually is a person. Because they had a little kid in the reporter's room with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it was gonna be a sweet question, like, oh, you know, something about the president's office. He's like, I want to know why the administration hasn't done anything about guns, and me and my friends are scared to go to school, and we're afraid we're going to be killed every day. And she, like, choked up and could almost not get through the question. Like, she was... Oh,
she did eventually, like, bullshit and lie.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's her job, to lie. And then she's like, I wish people would stop calling me a liar. Stop lying.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is the thing, too. These people do these jobs not thinking about their kids when they grow up. Because her children are going to be fucking hated.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a documentary on Netflix called Hitler's Children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the great, great grandchildren of the people that were closest to Hitler. And they're still fucking hated.
Oh, yeah.
They're not allowed to go places. People tried to, like, you know, their names are smeared. They can't get away from it.
Yeah, people have to change their names and shit.
Yeah. And some people, even they change their names, they still can't get away from it. So, like, these politicians don't think about that when they're doing these things, which is kind of crazy. But I guess money is what makes people talk.
Exactly, exactly.
So, all right. Well, good to end it there on a happy note.
Yeah. That was a dick and rage filled.
How cute Ivy looks right now. Oh my God, so adorable. Love her. So it's, we're actually recording late. It's 10:30 tonight, you guys. Remind you about Pride 48 again.
Yes.
Give me a bumper. June 24th. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and then Mountain and
4 p.m.
all that stuff. Pacific. Did we ever finish talking about Mountain Time? And like how like no one cares.
No, because it's like a shitty
time zone, right?
Cares. Yeah.
Actually, I think West Coast time is kind of shitty too, because at least Eastern and Central gets live TV shows.
Yeah. Mm.
It's still a little weird Central time.
When's the last time you watched live TV?
I don't have it. But if I wanted to, it could be live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But poor Mountain Time. Like, they just skip over that.
Yeah, and I feel like they have to go to the Oscars like really early so we could see it.
Right. Well, they're usually like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in California, right?
Right, right.
So they're rich. They don't have
Take one for the
what's
team
Friday
and Hathaway.
Or whatever. Yeah. Come on. All right, so we're gonna go.
Okay.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. We love you too. Mm-hmm. And I got you get to talk to puppies. Izelle's licking my foot right now.
Yeah, I had to
break it down. Right. Like when we're bad, she was like, it's like, all right, you're nasty. Stop. You're nasty.
You nasty.
This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, gussie, y'all, don't forget about the live Pride 48 event, June 22nd through the 24th. All kinds of little shows from all around the world. Big Fanny, will there be cake?
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.